Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Speakeasy Marketing Roundtable. My name is Dave Charest, Content Manager here at Constant Contact. And today, it looks like we're all drinking some white wine. Do we have a type of
it's
wine?
It's called Green Lip.
Green Lip, yes, from New Zealand. Sauvignon Blanc.
2011 edition.
There we go. Good stuff.
Very fancy.
So who else is here with me today? Oh, today we're just, actually I should say, we're just covering some social media news today, so we've got about four stories for you. Who else is with me?
Too busy reading the wine label.
Very
sorry, you said something about muscles. I was like, what? I'm Kristen Curtis, social media content developer here at Constant Contact.
And I'm Azure Collier. I'm a social media education developer at Constant Contact.
So, we've talked a lot about the importance of mobile devices and making sure that your business can be found on those types of things. And recently, Facebook, in its Q4 earnings report, has just announced that they have reached nearly 1 billion active mobile users. Pretty amazing when you think of the substantial growth that the network itself has had, but just how that has transferred to mobile devices. I mean, I'm thinking about it. I end up using Facebook the majority of the time on my mobile device. How about you guys?
Absolutely. I mean, other than when I'm at work because I'm a social media developer.
Right, yep.
If I wasn't, when I'm at home, it's absolutely always a mobile device.
Yeah, me too. Either my iPhone or my iPad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think this, once again, this goes to prove out the importance of making sure that, you know, even if you don't have the technological knowledge to create your own, like, mobile apps or mobile friendly website or things like that, but just by being on these types of things, like if you're on Facebook and you have a business page, you actually are doing a form of mobile marketing, and it's really important to make sure that your business is there, right?
Yeah, I mean, not only is it important because you want a Facebook page, but it also will allow you to be found in search engines a little bit more if you have a Facebook business page, as well as there are a lot of people these days who go to Facebook first and search your business, and if you're not there, they get very frustrated. So, just a presence of your information even about your business on your Facebook page is more important than anything.
And being found can help people talk about you. A lot of people check in when they go somewhere, and they post it on Facebook, and you need to have your business there so they have a place to check into.
Yep, great points. Another announcement from Facebook is that they're actually bringing out a news reader app that drops, I guess, on the 3rd, which I'm actually kind of excited about. It looks pretty cool.
It does look really cool. The one caveat, if you will, is you have to have an iOS device. So right now, at least, it's only an iOS app. It is its own app, too. Yep. I was actually reading an article today that was saying something along the lines of the things your business can learn about Facebook, and one of those things is if you're going to create mobile apps, you may want to create multiple simple apps versus one very complex app, because you'll notice if you go to Google.com, for instance, it's very, very simple. Mm-hmm. We're getting to the point where if it's not simple, people aren't going to play with it.
Yeah.
So I just found that really interesting because Paper is a very simple app.
Yeah. Well, let's tell us a little bit about the app.
So it actually shows you publications, bloggers, public figures, as well as what they're calling your average Joes, and it shows you their public posts. Mm-hmm. So what's cool is it actually allows you to potentially explore and find things that you wouldn't have necessarily found beforehand. The other thing is you can actually categorize things that you want to see. Mm. So you can choose, you know, music and small business information and, you know, whatever you find interesting and actually get just that information.
So, I mean, we're not 100% sure how this whole thing is going to work yet, but it sounds like making another case for why you should be on Facebook and why you should be creating content, obviously, because, say it again, it's the currency of the internet, but why you should be sharing that content and sharing those links to your content on Facebook, especially if that's going to be something that's going to end up pulling into this device.
It's allowing us to curate our own content from the people we follow, if you think about it.
Yeah.
And if you're a place that people want to hear about a lot, you know, they could put you in one of those categories.
Yeah, it's very true. And it can help you save time, too. If you enjoy your reading your paper just in general, you can read through it, find something you find really interesting, and share it with your audience. So it helps you find content for your audience, too.
Very cool. Pinterest had some changes recently, right? We've got interests.
Yes.
Interests.
They got really creative with the name.
So, Azure, why don't you tell us a little bit about the new interest feature?
Yeah, so within the last week, Pinterest launched something called interests. So you can find it if you haven't seen it already. It's in the left corner where you would pick the different topic or subject options, things you're looking for, and then there's the interest option. And what it does is it looks at what you have pinned on Pinterest and it finds pins for you and it categorizes them. So on Pinterest, there are, you know, these general categories that you can pin things to and attach them to, but it goes beyond that. You know, there's little subcategories and all kinds of things that you're searching for that are not listed in those topics. Mm-hmm. So the cool thing about that is it can find specifically what you're looking for. It does not, it goes off on a few things. Mm-hmm. You know, it doesn't really recognize. We talk a lot about engagement here. Mm-hmm. And so on Constant Contact's profile, it came up in wedding engagements. Mm-hmm. So it does need a little fine-tuning.
Yeah.
So is that keywords in the description?
Yeah. So it's really important when you're pinning things to make sure that you choose the right category, you're giving it a good description. You've got really, you know, striking images because people are going to see the image first before they click on it.
Yeah. It's going to be, I mean, it's interesting, right? When we talk about these things, it pinpoints the necessity or the importance of making sure that you're filling out all the information, that you're giving these places the ability to be able to search you and categorize you the right way. So it's, you know, whether it's tagging or using the right keywords or doing those types of things. Now it's interesting because we're kind of saying, whereas Google, the search giant, is really kind of moving away from the keyword kind of thing, where it's really more about semantic search and really people speaking naturally and just looking for certain topics. And they've got an algorithm that really, I think, is more advanced than what a lot of these other things will end up being. But definitely from those things where you can actually categorize things for a Pinterest, for example, or a Facebook, I think it's going to be really more important to really think about and make sure that you're including that information rather than just publishing an article or putting up a pin. You really need to fill out that information, right?
Well, that's the beauty of keywords, is that you can write in natural voice mm-hmm. and include the right keywords if you're talking about the thing you say you're talking about.
Yeah.
And then you're kind of giving love to all social networks as well as Google.
Yeah.
And the plus is that if you're really focusing on these new interests, making sure that you're using the right keywords and using your descriptions and the categories, Google will also find that and you'll be able to get found even easier.
Yeah.
So a lot of people worry, you know, Pinterest isn't the place for me, but you really have to think about Pinterest is also a really great place to get found.
Yeah.
And you can make it easy on yourself too with the rich pins. That's mm-hmm. going to automatically pull content that you've already written out on your website.
Yeah.
So that's going to help even more with your description and being more accurate.
Yeah, very cool. Another update, our last update for today, interest. Everything's fine. The wine is working. LinkedIn now makes it easier to see how you're connected to people. Now, I think, you know, maybe you wouldn't necessarily like think that, oh, you know, LinkedIn is the place for my business necessarily. And I think that might be true on a consumer level. But when you think about, you know, if you're looking to make get connected to different, you know, non-competitive businesses or different people that own different places in your local neighborhood or even beyond, if you're going someplace, like, it's a good opportunity for you to make connections that could, down the line, help your business and help you get in front of new audiences because mm-hmm. you end up, you know, partnering with, mm-hmm. with another business that way. So it's interesting now that, you know, before you were able to see kind of like you were connected to a user, but now it's providing you more insight into the relationship that you have with that particular user. And gives you a bit more information so you can find out a bit more about them and, you know, ask for those referrals and those types of things to make new connections.
Yeah, I actually think it's really great because I know a lot of business owners who use LinkedIn connections very well, and they try to make new connections by having the connection they have introduce themselves to the new person.
Yeah.
So this is really great to be able to see. Sometimes you may forget, especially if you have a lot of LinkedIn connections, why you're even connected to somebody in the first place.
Yeah.
So if LinkedIn can tell you this is what happened, this is how you know this person, it's even easier to say to them, hey, remember when blah, blah, blah. Well, hey, I saw this person. I'd really like to be connected to them.
Yeah.
So one of the things about LinkedIn that a lot of people forget is that it is really great for building relationships that you wouldn't be able to build otherwise. So
mm-hmm.
this is a really good tool.
It makes those introductions less awkward, too.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's hard to do in person, you know, if you were going to grab these two people and go, hey, I know you and I know you.
Yeah.
You should talk. Bye.
Yeah.
It's better to do it on email.
Well, yeah, and that is, you know, the one thing that I've noticed is a lot of people make the mistake of just using the default message that LinkedIn gives you to try and get a connection. And it really is important to make sure that you give the person a reason for wanting that connection.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have, you know, hey, I'm connected to so-and-so, and so are you, and this is how I'm connected, it can really be compelling enough to build that relationship.
Yeah, very cool. Well, that's all we've got for you this week. Thanks so much for listening, and have a happy Super Bowl Sunday. Talk to you later. Bye-bye now.